not those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known, in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. Well, on that Palm Sunday, Jesus showed up in a really, really big way. As we said and as we've read, people were waving palm branches and throwing their coats in front of them and shouting Hosanna, which actually means save us. It was a day of celebration when Jesus was worshipped and he was praised. Now, I imagine, as I said earlier, there was probably a lot of mixed emotions that day along that parade route. Some praised him for the miracles and the possibility of what Jesus would do for them, probably with a smattering of, as long as it's convenient for me. The equivalent of that maybe today might be, hey God, here's my calendar, here's when I'm free. I can squeeze you in here or there, you know, can you just kind of get on with the favor and the miracle and, you know, do it when I need it. Make sure your timing's on spot there. Others might have been there because it was the trendy thing to do at the time. Everybody was out waving palm branches and throwing things around and shouting. But later at the trial, it was risky to even speak his name, possibly even life-threatening. He was popular while things were going well, not so much when the bottom fell out. Not unlike today, I think. Many of us come to Jesus expecting, wow, now everything's going to run just smooth, you know. My teeth will be straight and everything will be figured out perfect and the dog will be healthy. My world will be perfect because of Jesus. When the bottom drops out for us, though, we often not only ask God why, but at times we blame him. At times our faith is only based on the situation or the circumstance, as long as everything is going well. Like those who were lining that first Palm Sunday parade route. Now others who were there might have been spectators. Maybe they just stumbled across this, expecting nothing, just following the crowd and maybe just having a bit of a hope that there would be some kind of personal gain. At first they hailed him, shouting praises and praising God for all the wonderful miracles, full of expectations that he was their king and their political and military change was only a miracle away. It didn't take long for them to realize that that was not the kind of king that he was. He wasn't there to set up another political state, but he was there to proclaim that no one has a monopoly on the gifts of creation, and each of us is responsible for our brothers and our sisters. The kingship of this Messiah is defined in terms of servanthood, not military power, gentleness and humility, peacefulness, mercy, and self-giving acts of generosity and compassion. His cause, his only cause, is the kingdom of God come to earth as it is in heaven. But since it was a come to earth as it is in heaven kingdom, this king and his agenda was and continues to be a threat to all the worldly powers, for it was then as it is now. After all, didn't he say, I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly? It didn't take those crowds long to shift from Hosanna to crucify him, from hailing him to wanting to see him nailed on the cross. The irony is, of course, when we reject Jesus because he doesn't measure up or do the things the way we want him to do, we end up actually rejecting the very source of what can deliver us from whatever it is that's binding us. Maybe it's health or finances or relationships or disappointment or loss. Because while Jesus' journey into Jerusalem began in obscurity, it ends in victory, which it can do for each one of us today as well as our world. That is when we receive him on his terms. When we humble ourselves and acknowledge that our sins, past, present, and future, were and are the nails that actually nailed him to the cross. Palm Sunday, you see, calls us to own up and to get real about what motivates us for wanting Jesus as the King of our life. Are you letting Him increase your life? Are you lifting Him high in your life? Are you honoring Him by applying the costliest oil on His head? Are you following Him wholeheartedly and carrying your cross? Or are we selling Him out? Are we crucifying Him again and again by our words, by our thoughts, by our action, maybe even by our inaction? What are we doing with Jesus, the Jesus that we've accepted as the King of our life? This is the question that Palm Sunday invites us to consider. Our celebration of Jesus Christ as King today means that we place Him first in all things in our life. It means that we allow Him to capture every thought in our mind and to test it against His truth. It means that once we give Him our mind, it then is easier to also let Him be King over our actions, so that when we're faced with decisions or choices and options, we make the ones that are most likely to please Him. When we make Jesus the King of our minds and our actions, we fill our minds and our lives with His presence, His peace, and His love. And it makes a difference in our lives, and people see that difference. John 20:31 says, "These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name." The good news is that even when, you know, we don't let Him be King of our minds or King of our actions, when we inadvertently maybe nail Him instead of hail Him, even in the face of our rebellion, God gives us His Son to be our King. There's no better way to honor King Jesus by commencing this Holy Week with palms in our hands shouting Hosanna, celebrating Jesus as King over all that we think, all that we do, all that we say, because we want to listen and follow His voice. Friends, right now, think about it, what that means for each of your lives. And as we celebrate, wave your palm branches and shout Hosanna and give Christ His due, His first place in our lives. Realize that we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, but Christ lives through us. My friends, it is time. It is time to, high time, to lift up Jesus, to lift high up and celebrate who we are and who we follow. It's high time to lift Jesus high in all that we think, say, and do, so that our story does not end like that of Holy Week. We don't nail Him. We continue to hail and praise Him. Thanks be to God. Let's continue with our journey as we return to Scripture, and that's Luke 22:47.